Experiences of people being torn apart can be some of our most painful experiences. This morning we are going to look at a story of a people torn apart. And another story of people being brought together. The first story is in Genesis 11, 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words, and as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens." And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people. And they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth. And they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel. Because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. What was wrong with the people building the Tower of Babel? They were trying to make a name for themselves. Being focused on making a name for ourselves leads to misunderstanding, division, and loss. This is illustrated in the movie The Greatest Showman about the life of P.T. Barnum. In the movie, Barnum dreams of inspiring and bringing people together through the circus. And somewhere along the way, his focus changes to making a name for himself. As he tries to impress people he doesn't even like, he loses his connection to the people who matter. In a comparable way, the people of Babel, who were caught up trying to build an impressive tower, ended up losing their home. In Genesis, the next story after Babel is about a man named Abram. God promised to bless all the families of the earth through him.
But
The church believes the promise to Abram was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
Abraham to Jesus ahin akling go dimi Jesus ase.
Who died for our sins, was buried, and was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures.
Jesus Christ ati at nitumnia atautan tika Bible akan zombiana akan mo.
And appeared to many witnesses.
Jojo tete tampia muko ase.
Before Jesus ascended into heaven,
Jesus vanchung kaihana.
He told his disciples they would receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. The book of Acts tells us about the day that happened.
Acts
2, 1 through 6 and
11.
When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them. And rested on each one of them.
Okay.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
And
began to speak in other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews. Devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together. And they were bewildered. Bewildered, surprised. Because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They said, "We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." At Babel, people came together to make a great name for themselves. And they could no longer understand each other and were scattered. At Pentecost, people came together to honor the great name of God. And the Holy Spirit helped them understand each other and brought them together. When we come to honor the great name of the Lord, His Spirit brings different types of people together. If you are a Christian, it doesn't matter whether you speak Chin or English or Hebrew or Spanish. We have unity through Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit brings us together regardless of language or ethnicity or any other human barriers. So let's receive the Holy Spirit. Let's seek unity with our brothers and sisters who follow Jesus. Unity is important to us because it is important to Jesus. The night before he died, Jesus prayed for himself. He prayed for his disciples. And he prayed for us. Listen to how Jesus prayed for us. John 17:20-22. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. When we are united with each other, people outside the church start to believe in Jesus. When we are united with each other, we are united with God. And when we are united with God and each other, it is glorious. We open by having people say, "How are you?" Now let's close by experiencing the glory of people praising the Lord together. Pastor Philip and I are going to say hallelujah. Please respond by saying in Hebrew, hallelujah. Okay, you ready?
Hallelujah.
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 Glorious. Okay, now we're going to say hallelujah. Please respond by saying in Chin, Bawipa Thangthat.
Bawipa Thangthat.
Okay. Okay, so will you say a few more times for us? Bawipa Thangthat.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to say hallelujah. Say Bawipa Thangthat or best you can.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Now we are going to say hallelujah. Please respond by saying in English, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, holy is your name. We are grateful that you love not just one group of people, but that you love the world so much that you gave your only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our sins and help us to forgive those who sin against us. We seek unity. We seek your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.